Hey everyone, welcome to a slightly unusual Foster the Main Track presentation. My name is Saul, I work on Jitsi, and today we're going to talk about how we scaled up Jitsi Meet during the pandemic, how we failed, how we got back up, what worked, what didn't, and what we're doing. Let's jump right into it, shall we? So, for those of you who may not know Jitsi, Jitsi is a set of open source projects that allow you to build open source video conferencing platforms that are scalable, secure, and easy to use. It's a turnkey video conferencing solution in a nutshell. And mainly, you can consume it in three different ways. You can consume it via a given deployment where our software is installed on some servers like meet.jit.si. You can self-host it yourself. This is something we care deeply about, and we put a lot of effort in making sure people can run their own instances with however they want to customize them. And you can run it via our platform as a service offering that I will mention a bit later. And in today's presentation, actually, we're going to talk about a little bit about these three items here, but the bulk of it will be about meet.jit.si, so the service we operate that was under heavy load during the pandemic and what we, well, the ongoing pandemic and what we did to scale it up. Before we can look at how we scaled up our infrastructure, let's take a look at how Jitsi Meet is architected so that we can see all the components that make up for a given installation, how they talk to each other, because this will help us better understand where the problems happened and what we did to fix those problems. So this is a kind of a block diagram, if you will, of a given a Jitsi deployment. So let's say on the edge closest to the user, we would have the web server that receives HTTP requests. We use HTTP or WebSockets for signaling. This shall become relevant in a little bit. Our signaling is actually based on XMPP, and as such, we need an XMPP server. We use Prosody for that. It's written in Lua. We're just happy users of it. And we have some custom modules that we use as well. We then have our conference focus, or GCOFO. This entity is in charge of connecting users that have joined the same group chat into a multimedia session so that they have the video conferencing capability. And the way or how video is routed between participants is with our core piece, the Jitsi Video Bridge, that takes care of receiving all the videos from the participants, forwarding just the right amount of video to every other participant, doing bandwidth estimation, all that good stuff. Now let's look at how that piece of software, those pieces of software are deployed at scale for meet.jit.si, which is the public infrastructure that we host. And let's look at how we were doing things pre-COVID-19, let's say. So the smallest unit of measure here is a shard. And the shard in our case is composed of a signaling node that runs the Nginx, Prosody, and GCOFO components of our infrastructure, and then a variable number of Jitsi video bridges or media nodes. This may scale up and down based on the load of the system. Then on a given region, and I should clarify that we are hosting this on AWS, so this is an AWS region. We host a number of shards that we deploy there that are then fronted by a number of HA proxies that are then fronted by an application level load balancer. So what's happening here? When traffic arrives at the given region, the application level load balancer will send it to any of the, it will just load balance, you pick any HA proxy and send it the request. These HA proxies have a synchronized stick table with the ongoing meetings, so they know on what shard a meeting is happening. And what they will do is, well, if this is a new meeting, then I will allocate it to any shard. But if this is an existing meeting, I will send it to the right shard so that users can be connected to the same server onto their meeting. And we zoom out a little bit more. How do you end up in a given region? Well, we use Route 53 and Global Accelerator for that. So this basically means that when any user joins a meeting, the first thing their browser will do, of course, is a DNS lookup. Thanks to Route 53, they will end up in a region that is closest to them. And from then on, the ALB takes care. With the Global Accelerator, we can kind of tweak how much load the given region will take. And this will become relevant in just a little bit. But for right now, let's just assume that we're able to influence the decision on where to send requests, how to balance the requests across regions. We have deployed shards in almost all AWS availability zones. US, Europe, Southeast Asia,